Good morning, Devin. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing fine. What are we looking at here with the Washington Redskins? It's Gaffney, it's Santana Moss, and Grossman in a hurry-up offense. Is that about it in a nutshell?
Yeah, some parts of it. You know, they got receivers that definitely can make plays, get down the field, and they have a quarterback that has confidence in getting those guys the ball down the field. They have, Armstrong is a guy that can fly, you know, so I think they have a lot of confidence in throwing the ball and getting it down the field.
We talk to Tom all the time about the hurry-up offense and how successful it is for the Patriots, how it gets defenders back on the heels. As a cornerback, when somebody and the Redskins, I guess, are going to be in the hurry-up a lot on Sunday, what does it do for your role and responsibility? How does it make your job more difficult, Devin, as a cornerback?
I think you really got to, talk to yourself about slowing your mental down and taking it for what it is. And because they want you to hurry up, start rushing, forget things, play sloppy techniques. So I think you really got to kind of slow it down in your head, even though your body might have to move a little faster. But here I think we also get great work, back in training camp and all that, going against our offense doing it. So we're hoping, that just extra work of doing it and have them defend it will help us this week and throughout the season if we do have to see a hurry-up offense.
Hey, when will you find out who's starting alongside you in the defensive backfield?
What do you mean?
Is Matthew Slater starting again?
Well, it always changes. We always have different guys in there, so it doesn't really matter. We're always ready for whoever's out there starting, so all the guys practice the position, and I think throughout the whole week, we always, even at corner, we got different guys in there, so always prepare because you got to be ready if someone goes down, that next guy becomes a starter anyway.
So you're pretty sure you're starting Sunday, right?
Hopefully.
And when you found out Slater and Nate Jones were starting alongside you, were you surprised? Because we were stunned.
No, I mean, like I said, guys are going out there, we're practicing, so we're ready for whoever's in there. And, we practice all week. We know what's ahead of us. So when those guys get in there, we're ready to go. I'm not out there thinking like, oh, man, so-and-so's out there. It's 11 guys out there on defense. Trusting each other and ready to go.
Devin, are you not surprised because you know who has gotten the most reps on the first team during practice, so it's not a shock when you line up at 1 o'clock?
Yeah, sometimes it's like that, and then other times it might change up depending on how the week plays out.
Hey, speaking of 1 o'clock, I believe Sunday is only one of 4 1 o'clock games for the Patriots this year. Everything else is prime time, afternoon, Monday night, Sunday night, all that sort of stuff. I know that, Bill would have you say it doesn't make any difference. We play the schedule. But is there a difference between getting ready to play at 1 versus 7 o'clock or 4:15 or 8:30 at night?
Not really, other than you got to get ready to go as soon as you wake up. It's different, just because of the time-wise, I think you got to get – when you wake up for 1 o'clock games, you got to get your mental clock going right away. You don't have time to sit around and do extra meetings or anything like that. It's like you wake up and you go. So it's definitely a difference when you talk about the time and being ready to play right away. So it is. I don't think you have to do a lot to change it, but you have to think about it and acknowledge that, this week we're going at 1, not the 4:15.
Would your preference be to go at 1 and get up and get at it as opposed to sitting around all day and waiting for 8 o'clock at night?
I think you like when it switches up sometimes. I think everybody likes those prime time games, Monday night, Sunday night games. So, but you also like every once in a while get up and go. So the little mix up is pretty good for us.
Hey, Dan Orlovsky completed 12 of his last 13 for 176 yards, 2 touchdowns. We know he had a great second half. Do you know what went wrong, or could you tell us what went wrong in the second half, in the fourth quarter against the Colts last week?
I'm not really sure. Right now, folks have been on Washington. I think when we did look back, it's all about our finish. We're focused on ourselves, on finishing better, and that's a goal of playing 60 minutes. And we've been working on that this week, and we'll try to take that over into Washington, playing 60-minute football.
Hey, Devin, based on your rookie success, have you played up to your expectations this year?
I'm not ready to judge. I think you got to wait until, it's all said and done. And then that's when you look back and you judge everything and you review it and you try to get better from there. But I like to believe during the season you just got to keep doing that week by week.
All right, Devin, good luck against the Redskins. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.